to man of the defeat. Cruel overall, really, made to pay for a couple of errors in the game.
I guess there'll be a number who've been here since the start of the season and will say that, you know, that's been the story so far, really. But obviously it's my first experience. And I don't think you can be anything other than feel a bit sorry for the boys today. You know, they've given everything they've got. It was a bit scrappy, but that's where we are at this moment in time. We need to battle and scrap and play when we can. And as you say, two really poor errors, you know, cost us the game when really they've had nothing else.
You set the team out to be solid in the first half, and you were that, created the better chances as a result.
Yeah, I felt we should have come in front at half time, to be honest. Obviously a lack of confidence in front of goal, but like I said, I don't think you can feel anything other than a bit sorry for them. But as I said in there, you know, can't feel sorry for yourselves too long. Pick yourself up and go again. And I've seen enough today to suggest that if we can get them a little bit of help in, you know, key areas on the pitch, then, you know, we can grind out results and then maybe do a bit better than that.
Decision making in the final third of the field when you're attacking is one of the keys, and that comes with confidence, doesn't it?
Yeah, and look, we've got young players learning their trade in that part of the pitch, you know, and they need a bit of help, if I'm honest, and that's what we're going to try and do. They're young players who, in the main, are on loan from academies, you know, who have come here to learn, but we really ain't got time for them to learn. We're in a position where, you know, we need results pretty quick. But look, this is always going to be a tough start, let's be honest. You know, they're a team that's just come down from the Football League last year. They're expected to be in, certainly in the top seven, and possibly even better than that. They'll be delighted that they've been able to pinch it at the end, but that's what football is, unfortunately.
How are you going to get some confidence into the lads from here on in?
There's only one way to get confidence.
Results.
Win games.
Yeah.
Have you seen enough from the training sessions you've had and the game today to think that you can get them out of the trouble?
I've had one one-hour training session.
Right.
And that today.
Right.
So, in answer to your question, all I can say is I'm going to do my best to try and get them out of trouble.
And what's your first feelings around the club since you took over?
It's a big challenge, big task, you know. You know, I look around where we are and there's potential to build here. And there's certainly some ambition to do that. But, you know, at the minute, results are the only thing that I can focus on. And added to that, trying to bring one or two in that can help us do that, and that's the name of the game. I'm fine. I've enjoyed it. I think they've given the club everything they've got to give. Could have been a little bit more quality at times, a little bit frantic at times, but people have to understand that's the position that we're in. And you know, we're not going to get out of it by really the way that we play. We're going to get out of it by how hard and tough we battle and scrap, and then we'll start to play.
What attracted you to the position here? Because it's not a big club. You've been involved with some, you know, big clubs in your career. Solihull Moors probably isn't one of the biggest ones. What attracted you? The potential?
I took my granddaughter to school yesterday for an hour's presentation on phonics, and I'm here today taking the team. That's what attracted me to the job. I've spent 20 years flying all over the world, living in different parts of the country and neglecting family. Yeah. Asked my wife to neglect family, and this gives me an opportunity to get that balance right. So there is ambition, there is potential, and we're going to do our best to get them out of the trouble that they're in. But the mix of both family life and work is really important to me, especially when you're 62 next week.